Okay, hi guys. So a couple of weeks ago I was talking to a friend and we were talking about the church as a body of Christ, and we were talking about acceptance into this body of Christ. Now, if you know me, if you've had any conversation with me, I am all for open arms. I am all for, you know, everybody come one, come all. But the reality is that there are so many people who still do not understand the concept of grace, the concept of love and seeing people through the eyes of God. Now, I'm definitely not perfect, but the one thing I've been learning these past few days is seeing people through the eyes of God. And when I look at somebody, automatically I love them. No matter what my default disposition towards them may be, I can give an explanation. So there's a particular person I know who is, by everybody's standard anyway, annoying. And so a particular time I had a confrontation with this person. It wasn't even a confrontation like that. It was more like someone just keeps on bugging you, and I just felt like I don't want to reply this person. And the next thing I hear is, "Esther, you don't even like me." And the next thing I hear in my head is, "I don't have to like you to love you." Now, it hits me hard because I looked at this person and I'm like, I genuinely actually love you. I may not like you. I may not always want to be around you, but I love you because it's not even me anymore. It's the Father. He's the one giving me that ability to love. And so we were talking about how so many people are not accepted into the church because they look a certain way, act a certain way, behave a certain way. And I'm just of the opinion that, you know, Jesus Christ wasn't hanging out with the prim and the proper. He really wasn't always hanging out with the morally straight either, you know. And I told my friend that I think that the mentality these church people, in quote, have is that you need to be a certain standard to come to meet God. And at that moment, it just clicked because I just felt like it wasn't really like they were judging. It was more like they were saying, "You're not really worthy to come to God." And it was more like they were also putting themselves under pressure to be, in quote, worthy to go to me. I don't know if you understand what I'm saying, to go to meet God. And so you see that they try as hard as they can to meet the criteria they have set for themselves and for other people. And when other people don't meet that criteria, they automatically feel like, "I'm sorry, but you just don't make the cut." It's like nothing personal. It's just you don't make the cut. And what I told my friend was, what they don't understand or what they don't realize is that the only thing that disqualifies us from salvation is perfection. It literally dropped in my spirit and I just voiced it to her, and I'm like, that is the only thing, because if we were perfect, then Jesus would not have to come down to save us. And so, I mean, I'm embracing my flaws, I'm embracing my imperfections, I'm embracing my failures, I'm embracing everything that is supposedly wrong to me, by society's standards. I mean, wrong about me. And in that, I'm embracing the cross. I'm embracing everything that the death of Christ signifies. I'm embracing the gift. I'm embracing, you know, the transfer on the cross. I'm embracing every single thing that Jesus Christ has done for me. And I just want to pray for every heart out there. I don't want to pray for people just listening to this podcast, because the probability that you're not one of the people going through this is really, really high. But this is not even to talk about grace. It's not even, or I don't think so anyway, I'm not sure. It's not even to talk about judgment. So we don't miss the point. The point is that, for me, it's that many times we beat ourselves up. Many times personally. Because when I got that, the only thing that disqualifies you from salvation is perfection, it sunk in my spirit. Why? Because there's so many things I want to do that I feel like I'm not worthy of. And it's not just me feeling. The devil outright tells me, you cannot do this for God, because who do you think you are, really? Don't you remember when you did this and you did that? So no, you really cannot. And I take those lies and I eat them up. And it's like, you know, a whole meal, a 3-course meal or whatever. And it's just like, I'm not good enough for God. I'm not worthy to be used, to be anointed. I cannot speak because I'm not perfect. And God is reminding me that, God is reminding me that I don't want perfect people. I never used anybody that was perfect, of course, except for my son, Jesus Christ. But all the people, all the Bible greats, none of them are perfect. They all had one comma here or there. And so, I mean, if you're perfect, why are you really even here? You know, why? So, this is to encourage everybody out there dealing, because in this season, there's a lot of seeds being sown by the devil. Anxiety, contempt, fear, you know, self-esteem, low self-esteem, different things, because God is telling you one thing, giving you one instruction, sending you one brilliant job to do, and the devil is making you feel some other kind of way. It's really, really, really frustrating, especially because we're trying to encourage more people for kingdom work and not to, you know, not to be brought down by the devil. So I'm praying that God breaks every stronghold, everything holding us back from doing that which we're supposed to do. He takes it away. He's the one that can break every chain. He's the one that can free and deliver from every bondage. It is another kind of bondage to be anxious. It's another kind of bondage to be, you know, not confident in who you are in Christ. And so I pray that today He delivers, He sets free, He opens our hearts, opens our minds, opens our eyes to know the truth, to know Jesus Christ, to know what it is about our identity, who we are exactly, and for us to understand that all He wants for us is a willing heart and a heart that is ready to yield to His will and to submit to His plan for our lives. And at the end of the day, everything will work out for His glory. In Jesus' name, amen.